Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Talk Business with Howard, where CEOs, presidents, and business owners go for practical advice and creative solutions to help business flow. And now, here's your host, the voice of business advice, Howard Lewinter.
Hello, and welcome to Talk Business with Howard. I'm Howard Lewinter, and I am always ready to talk business. Are you? There are two subjects that CEOs, presidents, and business owners have on their mind. Over the almost 24 years that I've been guiding, focusing, and advising CEOs, presidents, and business owners, these two subjects come up all of the time. You want to guess what they are? Well, the first one is, how do I motivate my people to get what I need from them, to get what the business needs? And the second one is, how do I sell more? All business people want to know that. And if they can resolve those two issues, then they can move on to customer service, product development, pricing, many, many, many other things. Social media. But if you can't get your employees to be part of the team, you've got a problem. And if you can't get your salespeople to sell on a consistent basis, you've got a big problem. And we ask a great deal of our people, especially today, because we're doing more with less. So we're asking everyone that works for us, all of our employees, we're asking them to be better than they've ever been. But today, let's just talk about sales and our sales team. We want our sales team to sell. We have demands of them. We have a certain break-even point that we have to bring business in. Every day, we want to know, what did you sell? Who did you see? Who did you prospect? We demand a great deal of them. But are you giving your sales team what they need? All business people demand of their sales force, but are they demanding of themselves? Are they looking at their company and are they saying, are we creating the support that our sales staff needs? Are we creating the marketing materials? Are we creating the customer service? Are we sitting down and are we actually talking and relating to these salespeople every single day? Do we know what each one does? Do we know their strengths? Do we know their weaknesses? Are we bringing them on as part of the team, or are we just saying, get out there and sell something, forgetting that they are human people? Are we creating goals for them so that they have something to strive for? Are we selling the right products? Are we selling them at the right price? What does our website look like? What does our social media look like? How does that support our sales staff? So you see, we have to stop and think, customer is important. Salesmen are the driving force. How do we support the customer? And how do we support the salespeople so that they have confidence in the company? They have confidence in what they sell. They have confidence that you are going to take care of them. They understand that when they sell something, they're going to be praised for it. And when they don't sell something, they're going to be called on the carpet. And when they're not prospecting, when they're not delivering more than just sales, because it's great to deliver sales, but if you just deliver sales without any prospecting, without any new customers, well, it's just a matter of time before you have a business problem, before you have a revenue problem. So take each one of your salespeople, or even yourself if you're a sole proprietor, and say, what can I do to support these people? If I was them sitting in their position, if the roles were reversed, how would I think that I was being treated? There are many people that call themselves salespeople. And you know, by being a regular listener, we don't just want salespeople, we want closers. And I can't tell you how valuable these people are. So let's work with them. Let's support them. Let's give them what they need, and let's not take any excuses about why they're not selling. Because when we're giving them what they need, we're taking away the excuse of, I didn't sell this because you didn't do this, whatever this happens to be. And if you do that in no time at all, you will see your sales skyrocket. Your salespeople will be happier. More money will be coming in. You'll be able to give raises. You'll be able to do things for your people, and you'll be able to do things for yourself. And one thing I'd like you to do is send me a note. What did you think of this radio show? Is it giving you what you want? Is there another subject that you would like to talk about? So you can connect to me on LinkedIn and send me a note, or Facebook or Twitter, or just give me a call at 888-738-1855. So good sales and good thinking, focused thinking on what we can do to support sales staff so that we can help them help us. Well, until tomorrow, I'll look forward to giving you more business tips. This is Howard LeWinter, signing off.
Connect with Howard anytime at talkbusinesswithhoward.com. You can also continue the conversation with Howard on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Thank you for listening to Talk Business with Howard.